Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew, I'm of course William Memo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, man. How's it going?
I'm doing okay, man. I'm glad to be on the show with you, and glad to have you on the show, man.
Yeah, glad to be on as usual.
And ladies and gentlemen, of course, we are both happy to have you all on the show again. For this episode of Sports Urban Legend, and on today's show, we're going to talk about the Knicks, the Nets, what's going on in the NBA playoffs, the Mets with a huge win tonight that just finished a few minutes ago. Mets had a huge home run barrage. We're going to get into that. We even had a Francisco Lindor sighting, but I'll get into that momentarily. Talk about the Yankees in Detroit against the Tigers. And, last but not least, talk a little WWE and other, sports stuff, that sporting news and rumors as usual. But most importantly, ladies and gentlemen, you know the deal. If you guys want to talk to us, feel free to call us at 563-999-3529. That's 563-999-3529. Feel free to talk about any of these topics and more. We would love to hear from you. And with that said, man, let's just go right into the Knicks talk, man. And I know how to count, folks. I know this is a best of seven series, but tomorrow's game at 1 p.m. is a do or die game for the New York Knicks. Yes, if they lose, they'll be down 3-1. And obviously, as you all know, the best out of seven, you got to win 4 out of 7 to win. But if they lose tomorrow, afternoon to the Hawks, man, you might as well stick a fork in them and they're done. And this is from a diehard Knicks fan, who's been a Knicks fan for almost as long as he's been alive on this earth, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, this guy right here who's talking to you right now, he has been a Knicks fan for, next year is going to make it his 30th year. That's what I'm saying right now. So this ain't no, jumping on the bandwagon like, some people are doing with the Nets, since, obviously they're the better team in town and, they have the strongest chance of winning the title, right now, out of all the teams, in this playoff, But let me tell you something. The Knicks, man, Like, I knew this was going to be a tough series. As you recall, I think it was even last week's episode, I picked this series to go 7. So I'm not shocked that the Hawks are bringing it. I knew the Hawks were going to bring it. They got a talented team. They got Trae Young. They got Bogdanović, Gallinari. The list goes on with the guys they have on that team. So they got a young talented team with some veterans on it. They're bringing it. But man, who's gonna take that bet that Julius Randle would have been MIA in these first three games of this playoffs, man? Who would have thought that? I'm just shocked, man. I knew this was going to be a tough series. Obviously game one, heartbreaking loss. Trae Young hit the dagger and shushed the fans, which made him put him in Reggie Miller and Michael Jordan mode of infamy right now, of this playoffs right now. That was a heartbreaking loss. But the Knicks, they bounced back game two. They had a 16 point – they were losing by 16. And I'll admit it. I know there's going to be some Knicks fans who's not going to admit it at this point because, we got the W. But at that point, we were down 16, nothing, man. I thought we were going to lose that game, to be honest with you. But to the credit of the Knicks, they showed their resiliency, and they bounced back and won that game by like 9 points. Game three, down in Hotlanta, man, they just torched us. The Hawks, they just pecked at us, man. It was crazy, man. It was like a nightmare. It was a nightmare game, man. They just destroyed us. And obviously, you knew they were gonna bring on home court. I mean, they were what, 11-0, I think, prior to that game, prior to beating us. A few days ago, but man, they just torched us. And then the fans were chanting overrated to Randle. Like, man, I knew they were going to heckle him. I mean, obviously, but man, the overrated chant was like, damn, man, like, oh man. And then he didn't even show up. So it's like, did he even hear it? Like, when he was was it like a scarecrow version of him? Like when he was shooting the free throws or something? Because, man, other than shooting free throws, man, you hardly saw him. He did a vanishing act like the Invisible Woman from Fantastic Four, man. You didn't see him. He was like John Cena in WWE. You can't see him. Come on. Like, it was embarrassing. The only person who showed up in Game Three was Derrick Rose, who got his start. He scored 30 points, the most he had all year. Which the fans, we've been begging them to make Rose start, either quickly or Rose start instead of Payton, because Payton hasn't been doing anything on this team. You know what I mean? But what can we say, man? This is a must win game. Must win game. If we don't show up, man, I don't even have nothing to say. Trae Young could come to the Garden and do a mic drop, and we can't say nothing because this is our chance. This was the best matchup for us to potentially advance into the second round, man. Second round of the playoffs was the Knicks ceiling, man. And you know what I'm saying? Like the Knicks, they gotta overcome this. The Hawks, yes, they're, you know, we're slightly the favorite since we're the 14th seed. They're the 5th seed, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're a great defensive team. They're a young, high-scoring team, man. A young and talented team headed by Trae Young, you know? So, I mean, obviously, you know, this is an exciting series. But, man, what we did on Friday night, man, that was so discouraging, man. We gotta get this W on Sunday. No ifs, ands, or buts, man. Let's get this W. And what do you think about this whole series and yesterday's game?
Yeah, I agree with you. Tomorrow is a must-win game for the Knicks. Right now, the Knicks are not offensively. They haven't played well. Julius Randle, he's 13 for 54 in this series. He's shooting about 24%. That's the worst field goal percentage by any player in the first three games of a postseason in the shot clock era. So, you know, that just tells you that, you know, he's not playing well. Maybe the nerves, has got to him, or, you know, maybe he's a bit rusty right now, or he's going into a slump. I don't know. But, you know, tomorrow he needs to show us the Julius Randle that won, the most improved player, and he needs to step up. Now he's averaging right now 10 points below his season average, and that's not good. You know, so we need him to step up. We also need R.J. Barrett. I mean, he hasn't been, you know, besides some dunks that have gotten the crowd hyped up, you know, he hasn't done much in this series either. So he also needs to step up because he's supposed to be our second leading scorer. I mean, the only guy right now that's playing real well is Rose. And Rose, you know, he's supposed to be coming off the bench. But now we're relying on him heavily, and, you know, that might come to bite us, you know, because we're playing him, we're giving him too much minutes, and we might, you know, we're one injury away from having him out for the season, so we got to be careful with that. So, yeah, the Knicks right now, offensively, they got to get it together because this whole series they haven't played well offensively. I mean, they're lucky enough to win that second game, you know, with Hawks missing all those shots. If Hawks made those shots, Hawks could have won game two. They could have been up 3-0 right now. So they just need to get it together. And the MVP of this series so far is not even on the Knicks. It's Trae Young. I mean, this guy is averaging, 30 points. Let me see here, because I was looking at a stat. He's averaging 25 points and 10 assists to his first three career playoff games. That's the most points and assists in the first three games. Well, it's not the most, but, you know, he's in the top five players to ever average that many points and assists ever. He's behind Kevin Johnson, Chris Paul, Stephen Curry, and Oscar Robertson. So that's a great group. And, you know, he's playing real well right now. And the Knicks, they can't seem to stop him. And he throws up these little floaters that you can't even block either, which is annoying. I mean, I don't know, man. It's going to be an uphill battle. But, you know, the Knicks, they have to find a way. Tomorrow they have to find a way to win this game or else season's over.
100%, man. Trae Young is like a Derrick Rose clone. Like he
doesn't have the athleticism as Derrick Rose, but he's an old school type player when I think of it, you know, just going, driving through the lane, throwing up floaters. I mean, he's not going to dunk on you or, you know, make spectacular plays, but, you know, he draws a lot of fouls by twerking into people. But, but he finds a way to score points, you know. He's a pesky point guard, like a throwback type of like John Stockton type of point guard, you know, point guards from back in the day that I can think of.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, he's simply put, he's a winning type of point guard. You know what I mean?
Like,
I mean, 100%. Like, he would have been perfect on the Knicks. I think Knicks had a chance to draft him a few years ago. I think when they drafted Barrett, if I'm not mistaken. But
no, I still think there is, has potential to be good. But yeah, I mean, now, of course, Trae Young is much better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm a Barrett fan for sure. I see the potential in him. People counting him because, even before this playoffs, they feel like he could have been a lot better. But, just like Randle, they both made some, big, leaps, in improving their game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But the sad thing is both of those guys, they disappeared, man. I'm more willing to give Barrett more of a pass because, he's a young dude. He's still trying to learn the league and stuff like that. I feel like Randle, man, he's just scared of the pressure, because it's like uncharted territories for him. All the pressure on him being the main guy, everybody, he's not one of the best players on the Knicks team. He is the best player on the Knicks team. All the other teams he's been on, like, in the past, 6 years or so prior to him coming to the Knicks, he was always, one of the other guys. He wasn't, the main scorer. Obviously, when you have a Kobe Bryant on your team coming up with the Lakers, But, yeah, it's an adjustment, man. I think it's the nerves, man, of him. And, I'm not surprised that he was a little, he was a little shaky in the first game. I mean, I thought he was going to be, to be honest with you, I thought he was going to be good all the games, I did not expect him to slump at all. But when you step back, you could understand him being nervous. But what I'm really nervous is that a game three, away from the Garden, where you would have thought it would have been more easier for him, not hearing MVP chants and all that stuff, and putting that added pressure to try to, score 100 points in a game, Like, I thought it would have been a more easier game for him, being on the road, but it's really scary. It's really scary. Like, tomorrow's a big test, Is him and Barrett gonna pop up, show up, man? Because, D-Rose, barring an injury, he's gonna show up. We know that. Gibson and Noel, they're gonna bring the D. Here's a guy who they should play more too. Toppin, you got a high energy guy who could dunk, you quickly as well. They need to play those guys a little bit more, And like you said, Rose, man, Rose is our best guy, but he's getting up there and he could be injured. If he gets injured, man, that's it, man. He was the one that was trying to keep us in that game, game three, even though it was a blowout.
Yeah.
It was a blowout, but he was trying to keep us in the game. Every time we would try to creep back in, even though we were down a bunch of runs, and, at the very end, we cut it to 9, but, we were just trading baskets. We were making free throws, then they were shooting threes, There was no way for us to come back. Derrick Rose was just trying to will us back into the game. But yeah, another thing is he was playing Randle garbage minutes. Like, he could have got hurt. Like, I mean, what's the point? The game was a blowout. You know what I'm saying? Like,
at that point, I mean, they still did have a chance. They were down 16 with 4 or 5 minutes left. So they could have still went on a run if they had gotten some defensive stops, but they couldn't stop the Hawks offensively. And the Knicks did go to the free throw line a lot mm-hmm. more than the Hawks. And they still couldn't capitalize. So
exactly, because they couldn't stop them from shooting threes on them.
Yeah. And they were getting wide open threes in the series a lot.
I know. And they had some from the blast from the past, Gallinari,
Yeah.
Training on them, But yeah, man, it's just, they gotta snap out of this, man, because I'm not even gonna front. On this show, we keep it real on this show, folks. I'm worried, man. I'm not even gonna lie, man. As pumped up and as optimistic as I was going into game one, you know, that's how worried I am about this game, this fourth game, you know, because they have to win this. They have to win this game, man. We already lost our home field advantage, and we lose this game, we're going to be on the brink of getting eliminated. And I'm tired of getting eliminated in the first round, man. I'm tired of it, man. But we'll see what happens, man. The Knicks, they got to bring it. They got to bring it like the Rock. You know what I'm saying? You know, put their hand in Trae Young's face, you know, and do the just bring it sign, you know, his face. But he's going to flop and get fouled, and the referees are going to call it anyway. Because at the end of the day, we're not only battling the Hawks, we're battling the WWE referees. Who's letting them get away with everything in this game, man. But it is what it is, man. They got to win this game, man. That's all I got to say about that. Yeah, shifting gears to the Nets, man. Yeah, what's your thoughts on the Nets? The Nets they're leading the series 2-1. They won the first two games, and then, you know, they went down to Boston, and obviously Kyrie Irving got a Boston cheer from his former the fans for the team he used to play for, and you know, Jason Tatum, man, he had a career game, man, 50 points to lead the Celtics to the victory against the Nets by the final score of 125-119. So yeah, this series isn't over by a long shot.
Yeah, Tatum, he went off. You know, they're going to need to rely on him heavily right now. You know, the Celtics, they're missing Jaylen Brown, who's having a very good season. You know, he unfortunately injured himself. So, but I think if he would have played in this series, they would have gave Nets, you know, a tougher matchup. But now you're missing him, so now you have to rely more on Tatum. But yeah, you know, they're going to have to hope Tatum can score 40 to 50 points a game to even have a chance in this series. So we'll see. We'll see if they can tie it up in the next game, but it's going to be tough against this Nets group.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's a tough Nets team. Even in defeat, man, they had James Harden scoring 41 points, had seven rebounds and 10 assists. And then you got, Durant scoring 39 points with 9 rebounds. And then Kyrie Irving, he only scored 16 points in that game, you know. But, yeah, man, now the tables have turned. And now they're in Boston, one of the most hostile territories, in sports. So the Nets, man, they gotta step up their game. You know, they can't expect Kemba Walker to only score 6 points. So, you know, in a game, man, you know, he's gonna break out of that slump. So let's see what happens. But yeah, all in all, it's been a great playoffs, you know.
Yeah, Bucks swept the Miami Heat, who went to the NBA Finals last year.
Yeah, you just stole the words right out of my mouth. I was literally about to talk about that because, yeah, the Heat, they got swept. They got swept. I was not expecting that to happen. I mean, I thought they would get beat, but darn. Like, I thought the Heat would have brought the Heat, you know, made it a close series. The Bucks aren't playing.
The Bucks made some key acquisitions in offseason, which helped them this year. You know, they got Drew Holiday, PJ Tucker, and Bobby Portis, who the Knicks probably should have kept. He played well for the Knicks last year. But, you know, him and those other guys, they've been playing well and helping the Bucks. So they're going to be a tough matchup for either the Nets or Celtics, most likely the Nets, in the next round. So, and of course, Giannis, you know, he's a beast.
Triple-double, so. Man. He had 20 points, 12 rebounds, and 15 assists, you know, to propel him to that victory. So,
yeah.
Props to them. And then Middleton also had a double-double as well. You know, he had 20 points and 11 rebounds. So, you know, they're a tough team to beat, you know. Now that he got to regroup, you know. Jimmy Butler, you know, he had a triple-double as well, but, you know, he only managed 12 points, you know, so. Yeah,
Butler underachieved in the series.
Mm-hmm. 100%. He's always been a good player. He's always been on the cusp of being a superstar, but to me, he's a very good player, but, you know, he's just a notch below a superstar. But he's a great player. You know, he's a very good player, a gritty guy, you know. But hey, you know, who knows? He might take himself to that next level. You know, him, you know, taking them to that finals last year. You know, that's a huge step, a huge statement. But you know, him getting swept, you know, in the first round, that's not a good look. So the Heat's gonna have to rebound, and you know, they got Pat Riley over there. So, and they still got Spoelstra. So, you know, they'll be fine. You know, Pat Riley, that traitor. but hey, you know, they got brilliant minds over there, you know. I'm not bitter that, you know, Pat Riley, a Hall of Fame, you know, head coach and GM. The only team he didn't win a title with is the Knicks, but, you know, I'm not bitter, you know.
partly Riley, partly the Knicks' fault. So.
Well, yeah, of course. It is what it is. But nevertheless, you know, the Bucks, they won by the final score of 120-103. So, you know, props to them. And another team that's in jeopardy of being swept is the Wizards. They got beat by the 76ers, final score 132-103. And, man, yeah. What can you say?
Sixers, you know, they have some size right now, and Embiid.
Embiid, yep.
He's playing real well, so, you know, they're also playing very good right now.
You can't impede Embiid, man. Mm-hmm. Scored 36 points to go along with eight rebounds. Tobias Harris, you know, another big man, got 20 points and 13 boards. So yeah, man, and you can't stop those guys.
Yeah, they got size.
Mhm. So there you go, man. And Russell Westbrook, you know, obviously, you know, he's a walking triple double. You know, he had 26, 12 and 10. And yeah, man, they got you know, they got 10 points from Rui Hachimura, man. You know, he needs to step it up, man.
Yeah, Westbrook also got a triple popcorn thrown on him the other day.
Yeah.
You know,
he probably got peeled because it wasn't buttered. So, you know, if someone throw popcorn at me and it's not buttered or caramel or cheese, you know, I'd be mad too. Shoot. So, hey.
Actually, I would not want it to have anything in it because I don't want no grease on me. So,
no, I mean, I would say preferably would it unopen. But no, all joking aside, I would not want nobody throwing no popcorn or any food at me. Like,
yeah, of course.
That goes without saying. But yeah, man, you do not want to PO Russell Westbrook or anybody. So
yeah,
yeah. I mean, oh yeah, and that goes with, you know, basically what happened with Trae Young, man, with the Knicks. Going back to that, like, I mean, that's uncalled for. I mean, I don't. prior to game one, Trae Young shushing the fans being a sore winner, the Knicks fans didn't have any beef with him, obviously. But, obviously after the game, now he became a villain. He's trying to be the next Jordan or Reggie Miller in Knicks lore. But, it's still uncalled for. Like, nobody should be treated like that. Russell Westbrook should not have popcorn thrown at him. And definitely, people should not be trying to spit on Trae Young, for playing a basketball game. Come on,
Yeah, I agree. That's uncalled for. I know you pay your ticket and you want to be more involved in the game, but that doesn't mean you have the right to, verbally or physically attack someone or spit at them. That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's classless and disgusting. It literally goes without saying,
And then the person, they try to spit at Trae Young, but the spit deflected off Trae Young's head onto 50 Cent's girlfriend. So they didn't even have proper aim with their spit.
Oh, my goodness. I kind of remember that Seinfeld episode where they were wondering who spit on who.
Sorry.
Comparing it to the infamous Kennedy assassination,
Yeah.
But yeah. It's crazy. But let me see what other playoff series are going on right now. Okay, let's see.
We got the Lakers up 2-1 against the Suns right now.
Mm-hmm. And the Suns, man, that's a tough team to beat, but obviously Lakers are the defending world champions, man. The Lakers were on the brink of getting eliminated, but they handled the Warriors. This ain't your older brother's Golden State Warriors with all the injuries they've been suffering for the past couple of years, especially to what's his name escaping me right now? I see his face. Darn, what the heck is his name again?
AD?
No, Klay Thompson.
Oh, Klay Thompson.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, they had the problem ever since, he's been injured ever since, KD was on that team. He missed a year because of the injury, came back, came back, and he re-injured the same injury again and been out for a year again. Chile messed up what's going on with Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
The injury is basically, messing up his career. I wish him the best. He's a very talented guy. But it looks like it's the end of the era for the Warriors.
Well, he might be back next year.
Well, yeah, I know that. Barring them making move. I'm assuming Warriors are still going to try and make moves to try to get them in that, to bounce back. They got Wiggins,
Yeah.
So they're going to try to.
Still got Curry.
Oh, yeah, Curry, yeah. Curry, of course. You have Curry, you're always going to have a chance.
Yeah.
But, back to the Hawks. Is it just me or does you know the Hawk symbol?
Yeah.
Don't they look like their mascot's getting eaten by Pac-Man?
Yeah, it does. It does look like a Pac-Man symbol, actually.
Yeah. I've been seeing that for decades, and it's I've always looked on the opposite side of where the bird is. I've always saw the Pac-Man. I'm like, that's a weird way of drawing the bird. And then it's I don't know how recent it was. Then I realized I looked on the opposite side, and then I finally saw the hawk. I don't know how I missed it this whole time, but
oh man,
but yeah. But in any case, that's gonna be that's an interesting series right there. The Lakers, Suns, you got the Clippers, and the Mavericks. Dallas is up 2-0, right there. Trying to think of another series. The Portland and Nuggets one. That one is tied 1-1. This is you know, that's a tough series as well. Damian Lillard, man, there's rumors that he might get traded in the off season. But yeah, he's gonna try to bring it with Portland. Get them back to their championship ways.
If you're even thinking about trying to trade for Damian Lillard to the Knicks in the offseason, you're going to have to give up
it's
a lot for him.
Nah, it's not going to happen.
You have to give up a lot. You have to give up, like, maybe Obi Toppin, quickly, Knox, maybe a draft pick. Yeah, you have to give up a lot.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy. I'd love to have Lillard there, but yeah, that's too much, man. I wouldn't give up on Toppin this early.
Yeah, me too. I don't want to keep him.
I guess that's basically all the teams that are in the Grizzlies versus the Jazz.
Yeah, right now they're playing at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, tied 98.
Yeah, good game.
In the fourth quarter. So yeah, feel free to keep us posted once that game goes final. If we're still on the air at that point, which I assume we would be, barring a bunch of crazy fouls that it keeps extending this game. But yeah, man, this NBA playoffs has been interesting. I mean, even the play-in series has been interesting, even though I'm not a huge fan of the play-in format. But what's your thoughts on the play-in format?
I didn't agree with it, but, it is interesting. It is kind of similar to the wild card in baseball and football. But, I guess we might get used to it. It sounds like it's here to stay for now. So, it's something that we're going to have to get used to. But, it did have a – it was interesting to watch some of the games, especially that Lakers.
I'll give them that. Other than that, to me, it's just – it's a waste of time. It's just a money-grabbing scheme, so they can have more cities, more teams – and the fans, invested in with their teams having a opportunity to make it, potentially make the playoffs,
Now, would you say the same thing if the Knicks had where it was in the plan this year?
Yes, I would have. Because I would have preferred the Knicks got the eighth seed and just made it to the playoffs without having to worry about battling their way in there where they could have got themselves eliminated, especially the way how Randall is playing right now. Shoot. Who knows if we would have made it to the first round. But, yeah, I'm not a fan of the play-in, but I will give them an asterisk that the Warriors-Lakers series was very interesting.
Yeah.
But then again, we could have had that series in the first round of the playoffs or somewhere down the line. So, to me, the play-in series is unnecessary. But, like you said, it looks like it's here to stay, so just have to, unfortunately, get used to it. And speaking of getting used to it, man, switching gears, I can never get used to seeing the Mets scoring some runs here. They beat up on the Braves. Which that seemed like a rarity in itself for the past 20-something years, because the Braves was always winning the division all the time, and the Mets they had Taijuan Walker, pitch earlier today. This was his first start. Literally, he just came off the IL and pitch well. He only went five innings because I think they were just trying to, pace him, since he just came back. They didn't want to put much pressure on him. He still was able to strike out at eight batters. I don't think – he didn't give up any runs. But, yeah, he's been a a terrific trio for the Mets starting rotation, you know, along with DeGrom, which obviously he's the best pitcher in the game. You got Stroman, who's been pitching great. And then you got Taiwan Walker. So, yeah, they've been – the pitching has been advertised. Even Diaz, you know, closing, he's perfect, 9 for 9. So, I mean, Diaz is actually pitching to his potential, back to his Anaheim Angel days, you know. So, you know – wait. No, not Anaheim Angel. I mean Mariners. What am I talking about, Anaheim Angel? I mean Mariners. He broke Francisco Rodriguez's record from the Anaheim Angels, but obviously he was with the Mariners, Diaz, and part of the controversial Cano trade that made the Mets send Kelenic to the Mariners, a guy who should have never been in that deal to begin with, a guy who would have been a star with the Mets, would have been playing on center field. He would have been perfect. We wouldn't even have been trying to go after George Springer in the offseason if we had Kelenic. But no, Brody Van Wacken, inexperienced GM, traded away, you know, a budding star prospect, you know, especially when the Mariners were, you know, Mariners were desperate to get rid of Cano's contract that they put Diaz in the deal. So Mets had all the leverage, and then Brody Van Wagenen panicked and put their star, their prospect, their top prospect in a deal that didn't even have to do it. And the Mets are going to, you know, Mets have to deal with it, man. Not, you know, so, I mean, hopefully somewhere down the line, Diaz can hopefully lead the Mets to a championship, but it's still, this deal still could have been done without Kelenic. But it is what it is. You just got to move on.
Now, as a Mets fan, let me ask you this. So Lindor, they gave this guy a lot of money in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he hasn't, right, as of right now, he's not playing well. His stats don't show, is not living up to that contract. He had a good game today, but how long before you start panicking about this guy's stats and this performance? How long are you waiting?
I'm already panicking already.
We're going into June here.
Yeah.
We're two months in, right?
Yeah. Today was his best game. Like he hit a home run, his first home run he hit off a fastball, you know. The Mets, they scored 7 runs in the 6th inning for them to have a 13-2 win against the Braves. The Mets hit like 7 home runs. McCann, who's been struggling, he hit a home run. Brandon Drury, a guy we just got not too long ago, he hit a home run. A pinch hit.
Former Yankee.
Yes, right, former Yankee. Billy McKinney, a guy we just got recently in a trade, he hit a home run. I'm trying to think who else homered. Francisco Lindor homered. VR homered. You know, Cameron Maybin, he snapped a Met record going 0-for-7 to start his career and got a hit on an infield hit. You know, and, you know, but, you know, he got a standing ovation from everybody. He got a standing ovation from his teammates and the Met fan base, you know. Even Freddie Freeman was you know, was joking around with him, you know, talking to him while he was on first base, you know, when he finally made it. Another former Yankee.
Yep.
By the way. You know, but yeah, this was a great game. I mean, this was arguably their best game of the season. I mean, they hit, 5 home runs. They pitched well. And Francisco Lindor had some nice plays on the field, you know. But, yeah, I'm more, you know, today it seemed encouraging, you know, that you know, he hit a home run. He's playing well. He's had some games where he had some multiple hit games, but he's just out in front when he's trying to bat. He's not patient at the plate, but, you know, hopefully today is the start of it because, I mean, he's too good of a player to be slumping like this. I mean, this is scary, scary bad. Like, this dude is hitting under the Mendoza line. It's like hitting, what, .174 or something? Like, yeah. It's crazy. Like, it's mad scary. Like, you know, he gotta wake up.
Yeah, I mean, so sooner than later because we're heading into June here, and then before you know it, you know, we're going to be heading into October.
Also,
mm-hmm. He's still hitting under 200. That's not going to be a good look.
No, it's not. No, it's not going to be a good look, for real. Like,
especially with that contract.
I know. That's another thing. You know, he was just recently talking about, it stinks, you know, getting boos. But, you know, obviously, you know, it's because he's not playing well. You know, so he never had to deal with something like that in Cleveland. So, you know, hopefully he'll, you know, today is the start of him breaking out of it. And, you know, hopefully, you know, the Mets will keep this going because I think the Mets are on a 3-game winning streak. They lead the division at least by three and a half probably right now. I'd have to double check. But, yeah. It, you know, it's shocking that the Braves, you know, they're not as good as, you know, we expect them to be because, you know, they're always the division leaders. But, yeah, I mean, they're going through injuries as well, I mean, along with the Mets. But, yeah, the Mets are showing some resiliency. The Mets are leading the division 3.5 games. Their record is 25-20. I mean, the Mets have had a bunch of rainouts, doubleheaders, which they won. I think Wednesday night was their most recent doubleheader where they swept that series. Let me see. Oh, was that Thursday? I can't even remember. Probably was Thursday. I can't even remember. But, yeah, the Mets, you know, they're 25-20. The Phillies and the Braves are tied for second place, with, you know, 3.5 games behind the Mets. Phillies is 25-27. Braves is 24-26. Marlins is 24-28. And the Nationals, the team who won the World Series for the first time ever 2 years ago, they're 21-27. So, yeah, this division, you know, was supposed to be the best division, the most competitive division. And the Mets right now is the only team that's over 500. I mean, obviously, it's still close. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's running away with this division. But, yeah, you would have thought all these teams would have been at least 500. You know what I'm saying? At the very minimum. But, you know, hopefully the Mets can go on a run and just won't have to worry about those guys.
The National League East this year is kind of mediocre. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because I thought this was going to be the best division. I thought the worst case scenario, all these teams would have been at least 500 at this point. But all these teams are battling injuries and you know, inconsistent play. So. Yeah, I'm really surprised. I mean, it's still close. The division is still close. Nobody's running away with it, you know. But yeah, it's very shocking that the NL East is playing like the NL East right now. So
yeah, they gotta. I mean, maybe they'll turn it around in the second half. But you know,
yeah,
right now, all these teams, you know, they're just around the 500 mark or under 500. So
yeah. Mets is literally the only team that's over 500 right now. Everybody else is, like, just a few games under 500. Nationals, they got a hill to climb. They're 21-27. So they're 6 games under 500. But, you know, we'll see. See what happens. Shifting gears, the Yankees, they were playing better lately, but in – Detroit, the Tigers, you know, have mauled the Yankees a little bit down in Detroit, in Motown. So, you know, what's your thoughts on you know, these past couple of games in Detroit?
I haven't seen the past two games. I've missed them both. But, yeah, you know, the Yankees right now, they've lost four out of their last five games. You know, they lost two to the Blue Jays in that last series. Now they've lost two to the Tigers tomorrow. So, you know, their only hope is to win the final game tomorrow afternoon. But, yeah, right now, you know, Yankees are playing up and down baseball. 1 minute they're hot, another minute they're not. And they have some injuries right now that they're dealing with. You know, Kluber, who had the no-hitter, you know, he's going to be out for the next 2 months with a shoulder injury. And Luke Voit, he's injured again, you know, so he'll be out for maybe a week or so, who knows, with I think it was an oblique strain is what they're saying. So some injuries right now, and, you know, the offense is still inconsistent. You know, they're still not scoring as many runs as they should be. I mean, offensively, we have Aaron Judge, who's playing right now, lights out. You know, he's hot, our best offensive player to this point. So, you know, Yankees, they got to get it together, man. They got to stop being inconsistent. It's been like this all season long. And, you know, we have a big, big matchup coming up with the Rays this upcoming week, who's leading the division. I mean, the Rays, they're looking unbeatable right now. I think they won like 10 in a row, you know, last week or something like that. So they're playing hot. So Yankees, they got to get their act together. Got to get their act together, you know, especially offensively. And, you know, they're not playing that Yankee. Their offense is not Yankee-like as we've come to expect. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens as the season goes along.
Yeah, I mean, you're 100% right. You know, the Yankees, you know, they're battling injuries and, you know, they gotta right the ship, you know, because
yeah, unfortunately they're, what, 2.5 games behind the Rays, and Red Sox are, I think, maybe a game in front of them. So, you know, it's not like they're fighting an uphill battle to get back into the division. They're still in this thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they just have to, they gotta be more consistent. That's all they gotta do. And the offense needs to come alive already. I mean, this is, we're heading into the third month of baseball, and we're, you know, the offense still struggles sometimes. I mean, it's tough to watch.
Yeah, I mean, the AL East, man. The Orioles. Everybody else, you know, they're in striking distance.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see what you know, moves and decisions Yankees will do to, you know, make them, you know, overtake the Rays for the division.
Oh, Severino, it sounds like he might be on his way back soon.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah, shifting gears. Yeah, and yeah, briefly on hockey. Congratulations to the Islanders. They advanced to the next round, and you know they're gonna battle the they actually battled the Bruins earlier today, but they fell to the Bruins by the final score of 5-2 earlier today. So basically the Islanders, you know, they gotta try to bounce back, you know, in this second round.
Islanders, man, I don't even know what the hell the Islanders are doing right now in the playoffs. I'm not even following the hockey season right now.
Yeah, they
completely out of it.
Yeah, they advanced a few days ago, in the playoffs. So, you know, now they're playing the whatchamacallit. What was I gonna say? Yeah, I think if I'm remembering, I think they eliminated the the Steelers. Let me just.
There's a hockey team called the Steelers.
No, not the Steelers. I mean the Penguins.
Oh, I was about to say.
In my mind, it's. I know it's. I'm saying Pittsburgh. But I'm trying to say. I'm thinking Penguins, but I said Steelers.
Yeah, I was about to say. It was like what?
Well, yeah, but like you never know. Like the Jets. There's the Winnipeg Jets, and then of course there's the New York Jets.
Right, right.
You got the Rangers in New York and in Texas.
Yeah, that's true.
You got the Kings. Ironically, they're both in California, L.A. and Sacramento. So it wouldn't be what was I going to say?
Yeah, I just never heard of the Steelers in hockey. That's what I'm saying.
Well, all these new teams coming up, popping up. You never know, man.
Reminds me when I said last week that A-Rod wants to own the Minnesota
Minnesota Twins, you said. Oh, looks like we lost Mac here. We'll be right back. Hold on one moment. I'm going to try to see how we can get him back. This is Sports Urban Legend. And it looks like we have back. Let me try to match him up here. Looks like we are back. Mac, you are here.
Yes, I'm back. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, I don't know. We had some technical difficulties going on.
Did you
here.
Get disconnected as well?
I think I was still on the air, but it was weird how you just got disconnected.
Oh.
Somehow.
Okay, well, I was saying that, that reminds me when I said last week that A-Rod wants to own the Minnesota Twins when it's really the Minnesota T-Wolves.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And D-Wade owns the Jazz now. So. So, yeah, man, these guys, man, they just want to own teams, man. You know, they don't have any attachment to these teams. It's just a business.
Well, yeah, you know, it's all about investing, being a business owner, entrepreneur, you know. Can't knock their hustle.
Yeah, as long as they help the team win their first, win a title, that's all that matters, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Islanders, they defeated the Penguins in the first round. They won, 4-2. In the best of seven series. Good luck to the Islanders. You know, they're going to try to win their first title since the 80s. I think 83, if I'm not mistaken, because they won like four straight from like, 80 to 80, 83 or so. So, you know, best of luck to them. Shifting gears. You know, we're going to talk WWE. And I don't know if you heard of this rumor. Basically, there's a rumor that the WWE and New Japan Wrestling are in negotiations with each other to have a partnership.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, that's
good news.
That's pretty epic. And guess what WWE superstar or former WWE superstar might be involved in this move where he might end up going to New Japan. I think he wrestled in New Japan prior to this, before he went to WWE.
He's a current star?
He's sort of a current.
Triple H?
No, it's not Triple H.
You say he's sort of?
Yeah. He's been in WWE recently. I'll put it at that way.
Oh, but he's not wrestling right now.
No, he's not wrestling right now. But he was in WWE for many, many years recently.
Oh, but so he was let go recently?
Yes.
Okay,
he's not in WWE right now. He used to be in New Japan wrestling, among other places.
Samoa Joe?
No, it's not Samoa Joe, but that's a good. But you never know. Samoa Joe could be the next guy. But that's a good guess. That's a very great guess. I'm sure him and Samoa Joe has had many battles before.
CM Punk?
No, but you're in the right track. Your next guess will be the next guess because you're really in the ballpark.
Because
you're mentioning, you know, indie greats.
He's not in WWE right now.
Right.
Damn, what could that be?
He was in New Japan. He was in Ring of Honor.
I'm going blank right now.
You're going to be kicking yourself if you don't get this. Let me get you two more guesses, and I bet you're going to get this.
New Japan.
He was in New Japan. He was in Ring of Honor. He's a guy, you know, he's a... Obviously, you know, it's not AJ Styles, because AJ Styles is still in WWE.
Oh, yeah, right. I was thinking of AJ, but I was thinking he's currently right now in WWE.
So he's a guy on the level of all those people you mentioned. So it's not a scrub. It's your next guess.
Daniel Bryan?
You got it. See, I told you. It was your next, it's your next guess. I told you that, man. See, I have confidence in you. I knew you would get it. It's an upper echelon guy, a heavyweight champion, indies guy. Like,
but Daniel Bryan, I mean, technically he was still in WWE. Right?
Well, remember, his SmackDown career is over, so right now he's technically a free agent.
Oh, okay.
And as of right now, he's technically not with the company.
I see.
But it looks like, according to this rumor, WWE is going to try to have exclusive rights to working with New Japan Wrestling because, you know, because of the whole Kenny Omega situation with AEW and Impact Wrestling, you know, all these organizations are working together. Even New Japan was working with them because John Moxley, he has a junior heavyweight title with them as well. Even though he's still with AEW. So, like, all, you know, I think they call it, you know, knocking down the forbidden wall or forbidden door. So, you know, they're having all these crossovers. It kind of reminds me of the territorial days before Vince McMahon, you know, monopolized, you know, wrestling and made it global. But now this time it looks like we're having territorial wrestling, but on a global scale, you know. And it looks like WWE wants to stop these other teams at least dealing with New Japan, at least. Because I guess WWE knows in their right mind that they can compete with a bunch of other places, but they can't compete with New Japan in their own territory. Even though WWE is the biggest company in the world, obviously.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, it does. Oh, yeah, on SmackDown, you know, you have the Usos. They defeated the Street Profits. And, Jey Uso, he's reluctantly, you know, going to compete for a tag team title match against the Mysterios, and it's a weird storyline with him not. It's like he wants to be a tag team champion again, but he doesn't want to offend Roman Reigns. So my guess is that he's gonna cost himself either him or Ray, or Roman's gonna cost Jimmy the opportunity of winning the tag team titles with the Usos.
Yeah, I still think, you know, the Usos, I think Jimmy, you know, Jay's going to betray him.
Yeah.
Jay Roman's going to betray him.
Yeah, I think right now it's the what's leaning towards it is that Roman Reigns is going to force Jay to attack Jimmy and cost him the title. In the title match, which most likely is going to go down next week.
Yeah.
To prove his loyalty.
Wait, Jimmy's the one that has been with Roman, right? For this whole time, isn't he?
No, I think it's Jay.
Oh, Jay. Okay. Oh, no, but I said it was the opposite, actually. I said Jimmy's going to join Roman.
Mm-hmm.
And going to be traded Jay. That's what I think.
Well, you never know. That's what happened with the Bella Twins, with Stephanie. Nikki betrayed Brie to join Stephanie.
Right.
So you never know. They could definitely do a switcheroo again. So it's not. So you might not be out of the question that, you know,
it could happen.
That the twist is that Jimmy turns on Jay, and joins. So you might have a point there. I'm trying to think what else happened. What's going to happen? Bianca Belair defeated Carmella. You know, as she gets ready for her feud with Bayley again, a rematch. Trying to think what else happened. Shinsuke defeated Baron Corbin again, or King Corbin. Trying to think if there's anything. Oh yeah, Big E and Aleister Black wasn't on the show this past Friday. So, you know, that their storyline, I guess, will most likely be continuing next week. And basically, what's his name? What's the name of that guy again? Apollo Crews. He is going to be defending. He defended his title against I'm trying to remember his name again. Kevin Owens, because General Aziz, you know, caused a disqualification. So Apollo Crews, you know, retained the title. Trying to think what else happened.
I can't even remember what happened on Raw this past Monday.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think. What happened on Raw too, man? It's like Raw is 3 hours of nothing. Like, you can't even remember anything that's going on. It's the same storylines going on and on and on. Let me see.
Did the Knicks play on Monday? I think the Knicks played on Monday.
I think so. I think they did.
That's why I missed it.
I think that was game. Wasn't that game two?
Two? Yeah.
I think it was game two, wasn't it? Wait. Let me do the math. Wasn't Sunday game one? Sunday was game one.
Yeah, you're right. Sunday was game one. So, yeah, no, it wasn't Monday. Yeah.
Sunday was game one. Wednesday was game two.
Right.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Friday was game three. Yeah, maybe it was baseball.
I don't think I watched baseball on Monday. I think I was probably just doing something else on that night.
All right, so Monday Night Raw, they had Nikki defeated Rhea Ripley in two minutes. She outlasted her. The two-minute challenge. I'm trying to think what else happened. Monday Night Raw. Drew McIntyre and Kofi Kingston fought with each other, but of course, in typical Raw fashion, that match ended in disqualification because MVP and Bobby Lashley attacked both guys. So next week, this Monday coming up, it's a rematch of a rematch. So now Drew McIntyre and Kofi Kingston are going to battle each other out. They didn't even say if there's going to be a disqualification. They didn't even say if it was a no disqualification match. So theoretically, the same thing could happen again, you know. What else happened? I'm trying to think. Matt Riddle RKO'd, what's his name? Darn. Xavier Woods. So Matt Riddle's heel turn is definitely going into effect now. Trying to think what other matches were there. Was there anything else you could remember from there?
Wow, I can't even remember what happened on Raw, man. Can't remember. Oh, wasn't last year around a bunch of girls this past Monday, or was that the week before?
It was both weeks because, you know, WWE tend to repeat themselves. So it was last week and the week before that. But I'm trying to think what
and
else.
And you have the Cedric Benjamin. Chantel Benjamin drama.
Yeah, but then again, this is a rematch of a rematch of a rematch of a rematch of a rematch.
Oh,
they've been
yeah.
battling each other out even before WrestleMania happened, because remember they broke up the Hurt Business before
yeah.
WrestleMania. So they've been battling it out literally for like a month or so.
Well, yeah,
like,
that's typical WWE.
I know. It's just a rematch of a rematch of a rematch of a rematch. You, back in the good old days, for you to have a WrestleMania rematch, you had to wait until like SummerSlam, you know,
yeah.
at the earliest to have a rematch. With this modern-day WWE, you have a rematch the following day. Like, like, it's like you don't even have to wait for a rematch. It's like, and then, of course, you got disqualifications all the time and 50-50 booking. Like, it's just, you know, it's just lazy writing and execution by the people who's deciding these feuds. There's more drama in Family Feud than the WWE thing. I mean, it's like mad predictable. Raw is like 3 minutes of 3 hours of unwatchable stuff, man. Like you mentally check in and check out unless if it's a character you like. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't even know what to say. It's not gonna get better anytime soon because, you know, they're hyping up, oh, they're on the road. Yeah, we're back. We're going to get back on the road. But the problem is that, you know, they just keep making the same bookings and the same decisions over and over and over again. It's just, we want something new.
Yeah, same old things.
Yeah, Hurt Business was doing their thing. And then they Vince McMahon was like, just killed the whole group for no reason.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. Like, it's the same reason why they killed Big E in New Day. It's like, I don't know, for some weird reason, they feel like a heavyweight guy can't be in an all-black group, you know. I don't know for whatever reason. Like, it even happened with The Rock and the Nation of Domination. It's like, I don't get it. It's like, you know, there's DX, there's NWO. It's even the Undisputed Era in NXT when they were on. It's so, you know, Evolution. What was the other group? Four Horsemen.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever, you know, like it's the white wrestlers, you know, there's no problem with that. But it's like, I don't know why Vince McMahon has that mentality. I mean, it's just like a dumb idea, dumb concept. And the only reason New Day was the exception with Kofi is because the fans forced them to put the title on him. Mustafa Ali was supposed to get that spot if he wasn't hurt. But it is what it is, man. I'm trying to think of another, what else happened in WWE on Raw before I move on. Yeah, I guess I'll just move on to AEW and NXT. NXT, Finn Balor lost to Karrion Kross again. Finn Balor failed to be the first ever three-time champion because Karrion Kross defeated him and prevented that from happening. So he remains a two-time champion, just like Samoa Joe. Trying to think of other two-time champions. Samoa Joe. I think Adam Cole is a two-time champion also. NXT champion anyway. There might be one more. I can't think off the top of my head. But yeah. So Finn Balor, he failed at his attempt to try to win back the NXT championship. Cameron Grimes, he had the $1 million face off against the Million Dollar Man. And LA Knight, you know, basically stole his thunder. So LA Knight might be a potential candidate for a Million Dollar Man to pass his legacy to, which all rumors are showing that the Million Dollar Belt might return. But trying to think what else happened. It escapes me. I can't think of anything else in NXT. Bronson Reed, he won the title the week before that. He defended his title. I can't remember against who. Shifting gears to AEW, they're going to have a pay-per-view event coming up June 12th, All or Nothing. Kenny Omega, he's going to be battling Pac, not to be confused with X-Pac. This is the guy who was formerly known as Neville in WWE, and Orange Cassidy.
That's a dumb name. Yeah. P-A-C-T?
No, P-A-C. Like X-Pac, but minus the X.
Or Pac-Man?
Yeah. The Inner Circle and Pinnacle is going to battle it out. Trying to think. But that's going to be at the... They're going to have a stadium stampede coming up next month. I'm trying to think what happened at Impact Wrestling. I mean, not Impact Wrestling, AEW. Jade Cargill, she has a new manager now because there was weeks of her deciding who she was going to pick. I'm trying to think what else happened. The AEW Women's Champion, Hikaru Shida, they had a celebration because she held the title for over a year, and she's going to defend her title against Britt Baker at the upcoming event. Sting and Darby Allin, they're going to be tag teaming again, but this time against Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page. Trying to think what else happened. I'm just drawing a blank now. Well, that's basically the recap of Impact Wrestling. It looks like Moose and Sammy Callahan, they're going to join forces against the Good Brothers when the Good Brothers pretended to be on Moose's side, even though obviously they're part of the Elite with Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks. But that's basically all that's going on in the world of sports and wrestling. Anything else you'd like to say, Mac, before we head out?
Just check out my show, iMac. Check your local listings for that show. And everyone come back here and listen to Sports Urban Legend every Saturdays at 11, only on Blog Talk Radio. And have a safe and happy Memorial Day.
Yep. You're the man. Hope you all have a wonderful Memorial Day, you know, remembering the men and women who, gave their life to, preserve, the liberty that we have in this country for, centuries. So, definitely, give your props to those fallen heroes. So, I hope you guys enjoy your Memorial weekend, and we hope to talk to you guys next week. And, of course, check out, Mac Show, iMac. Check out my YouTube show, Sports Urban Legend TV, and come back next week. same time Saturday at 11 on Block Talk Radio. Check out Sports Urban Legend. So he's Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Ramo, and I'll see you guys next week. Peace.